This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, it's our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play, and everywhere we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus once you come along.
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. We've been expecting you, and we sure hope you can spend some time with us. We've got lots of good music in store, a stop in company corner, and then we'll have a good story. It's called I'll Get Even With You. Three girls, Sally, Millie, and Karen, are friends. But oh boy, look out if one does something the other one doesn't like. Sound familiar? We'll hear more about it in our interesting story, I'll Get Even With You. Right now, let's get to our good music, okay? Our cousins are going to tie together three old-time choruses that have such good messages. The first one says, My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. And then they'll sing, Following Jesus, and finally, The Lord is Good. If you know any of these choruses, you just jump in and sing along, okay?
My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today.
How many times have you heard someone say about a cute little boy or girl, Oh, what an angel! Well, you know something. None of us are angels down here on earth, and we won't be angels when we get to heaven either. Now, I do believe that God has given us angels that are all around us, helping us and doing God's work. Our 5-year-old Sherilyn, well, she's a real cutie, but she is not an angel. In fact, that's just what she says in her song, I'm not an angel. First, she has a good verse.
1 John 3:1. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. If I were an angel, I'd always be good and always do just as I should. I'm not an angel and never can be, but I'm a child of God. Because Jesus loved me, He bore all given and cleansed by His blood. Now I'm a child of God. Because I love Jesus, I want to be good.
Well, thanks, Sherilyn, for that cute song. It's good to know that even though we are not good in ourselves, God's goodness can be ours when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Say, boys and girls, how often do you stop to say thank you? Thanks to God for your parents, for your brothers and sisters, and even for your teachers. Yes, even for your teachers. And thankful for all the good things that we see all around us. Jonathan's song today reminds us that we should always have a song of thanks ready. And that's the name of his song, A Song of Thanks. We'll hear it right after some good verses.
Psalm 105, 1-3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice who seek the Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for the warmth of the sun, feel of the wind on my face as I run, smell of the grass and the joy of the rain, strength of the mountains that rise on the plain. But mostly I thank you for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. Oh, mostly I thank you for Jesus, my wonderful Savior and Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for a sunrise of gold, streams in the desert refreshing and cold, trees of the forest, the bird on the wing, snowflakes in winter and flowers in spring. But mostly I thank you for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. Oh, mostly I thank you for Jesus, my wonderful Savior and Lord, my wonderful Savior and Lord.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, for that good reminder that we should say thanks. And of course, I'm thankful especially to God for my salvation. Boys and girls, have you invited the Lord Jesus to be your Savior? If you have, he's right there beside you all the time, loving you, helping you, and waiting to hear from you in prayer. When we think of all that Jesus is to us, we want to echo the words of our three nieces, Becky, Mary Beth, and Lisa Sue. Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You're brighter than the morning star. You're fairer, much fairer than the lily that grows by the wayside. Precious, more precious.
We've just heard from three girls, but very seldom do we hear from three boys singing together. Well, today we're going to remedy that in Company Corner. We have two boys from our choir. We call them our M&Ms, Mike and Mark. They are joining with a friend from their church whose name is Tim. Tim, Mike, and Mark sing a beautiful old hymn, Seeking for Me.
Jesus, my Savior, to Bethlehem came, born in a manger to sorrow and shame. Oh, it was wonderful, blessed be His name, seeking for me.
Well, Mike, Mark, and Tim, thank you for that beautiful song about our Savior and His love for us. A quick reminder to send for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of suggested scriptures, good stories, and more. Oh, I wish that you could read with me the many letters that we get from moms and dads and from boys and girls as well who are using Keys for Kids. And of course, it's been exciting for us to see that Keys for Kids is now being translated into other languages and being used literally around the world. But you can get Keys for Kids in English free for the asking. Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. A few weeks ago, we heard Jonathan sing a song about having a temper. I know we've just heard this song, but it goes so well with the story, I want you to hear it again, and I want you to listen to the words very carefully. Only this time, since there are 3 girls in the story, we'll have a girl, Stacy, sing the Go Along with the Story song all about a nasty temper.
I have a naughty temper, it dwells inside of me, as long as it is sleeping. So unhappy to have it in my heart. It makes me oh so naughty when it gets out of place. It flares up like a fire and shows up in my face. I tried so hard to hide it and keep it in control. My feeble efforts did no good to help my sinful soul. So I took it up with Jesus, asked Him to change my heart. And now I feel quite certain that God will do His part. Now if you have this problem, I'll tell you what to do. Just give your temper to the Lord and He will help you too. Just give your temper to the Lord and He will help you too.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Agnes Livesey, is entitled, I'll Get Even With You. As As our story begins, Sally and Karen are sitting on the porch steps of a home in the suburb of a large city. It's early summer, and the girls have not yet adjusted to their new freedom from school.
Karen, let's ask if we may go to Millie's house and see what she's doing. There just isn't anything to do around here.
But I asked you to play Snap with me, and you wouldn't do it.
Oh, we play that all winter. This is summer. Let's do something different.
So, what would we do at Millie's?
I don't know, but at least we can go see what she's doing. Even taking a walk is better than just sitting here.
Well, all right.
Hi, Millie.
Hi, Sally. Hi, Karen.
We came to see what you were doing today, Millie.
Since I finished helping my mother, I haven't done anything but sit here.
You too? If summer's going to be like this, I wish I were back in school.
Oh, come on, Sally. It can't be that bad. Anything is better than homework. I've waited 10 months for this.
Leave it to Karen to think of that. Seriously, though, what do you want to do?
How about croquet? That sounds like fun to me.
Good idea, Karen. That has some action to it. Okay, Millie?
Oh, I don't care much about that game. And besides, my brother lost some of the parts to our croquet set.
How about badminton? You have that, haven't you?
Oh, let's play something easier.
Well, how about jacks then? Or old maid?
Nah. Oh, I have a game called Snap. Let's play that.
Well, that would be less boring than just sitting here, wouldn't it, Karen? Okay, let's play.
What? You're going to play Snap with Millie when you wouldn't play it with me?
You can play too, Karen. Well, I'll play.
That's not the point, Sally. I asked you to play Snap with me, and you didn't want to. So we walked all the way over here to do something different. And now you're going to play Snap with Millie.
But you like that game, Karen.
Come on, Karen. Don't be so silly.
Silly? I'd bet you'd hate it if Sally wouldn't play a game with you and then came over and played that game with me.
But it's not like that, Karen. I'm sorry I didn't play Snap with you in the first place, but it'll be more fun to play it with 3 people.
Please don't be mad, Karen. Come on and play.
No way.
We can play something else.
Oh, don't let me stop you. I can go on home.
Oh, Karen, why be like that? Millie and I want you to play. Don't spoil it for everybody.
I won't. You and Millie can have fun together, but I'll get even with you later. Goodbye.
Karen can be so much fun, and then all of a sudden she's mad at everybody. I wish she wasn't like that.
I don't know how you can stay friends with her, Sally. I'd be tempted to tell her off.
I used to do that, but I learned that it doesn't do any good. Remember the verse Miss Nelson taught us in Sunday school? Proverbs 14:17. It says that a person who gets angry quickly is foolish. I don't want to act like a fool, so I remember to bite my tongue and not get mad.
Isn't Miss Nelson the best teacher, though? I like her so much. You know, I think Karen likes her, too.
Yes, she does. I wish she would come to Sunday school every week. She would learn a lot. But most of all, she needs to be saved. Let's pray for Karen, Millie, and let's ask God to help us be really nice to her. Let's ask Him to help us love her so much that we won't get mad at anything she does.
Okay, Sally. I know if God doesn't help me, I'll really blow up at her.
Karen was not in Sunday school the following week when Miss Nelson invited the class to a party at her home on Saturday. Although Karen had been avoiding Sally and Millie, the girls agreed to ask her to go with them to the party. It was Sally who saw Karen first, and she eagerly gave the invitation.
Hi, Karen. I missed you Sunday.
Oh, I didn't feel like going to Sunday school. I'll be seeing you later.
Wait a minute, Karen. Miss Nelson is having a party Saturday, and I'd like you to go with me.
I can't. I have something else to do.
Oh, I wish you could go. Miss Nelson always has the best parties.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Well, try to come to Sunday school this week, won't you?
Maybe. See you later.
On Saturday, Sally arrived at the party several minutes before Millie did. She was talking to some other girls when she heard Miss Nelson greet both Millie and Karen. As soon as Miss Nelson left them, Sally hurried over to welcome Karen.
Oh, Karen, you did make it. I'm so glad.
Millie asked me this morning, and we always do what Millie asks us to do.
Oh, I'm just glad you could come. I know you'll have a good time. We always do.
Come on, Sally. Don't pretend you're not mad that I came with Millie instead of coming with you.
Of course I'm not.
She isn't mad, Karen. She's just as glad as I am that you came.
Ha!
Gather round, girls. I'm so glad you could all be here today. I'm sure we'll have a good time. Now, let's start by playing the old favorite of pinning the tail on the donkey. I'll hang Mr. Donkey right here. There. Now, who will be first?
Not me. I hate to be blindfolded.
Last time, I pinned it on the calendar.
I'll be first.
Good for you, Millie. Let me blindfold you. There. Can you see? No peeking. Now we'll turn you. One, two, three.
Don't pin it on me, Millie.
What are you doing over here, Millie?
Show them, Millie. You can get it.
There. Now take a look. Who will be next? Has everyone had a turn? All right, then. We'll check to see who is the closest.
Sally is. Look, she's right at the top of his back.
No, I think Karen is. Look, hers is closer than mine.
They're both quite close. Perhaps we should let you both try again.
No, let Karen have the prize, Miss Nelson. After all, she's my guest.
Your guest? I came with Millie.
Yes, but I asked you to come too, so it's the same. You should have the prize.
That's very kind of you, Sally. Here you are, Karen.
Oh, isn't
Sally, look what you missed.
Look what I missed. I didn't miss it any more than the rest of you.
Aren't you sorry now that you didn't try again?
Not really. I'm glad you won it, Karen. What will we do next, Miss Nelson?
Well, for the next game, each of you must pick a partner. We're going to have a Bible quiz, and you'll be working together to get the answers.
Don't let Millie and Sally get together. They'll win for sure.
I'd like Karen for my partner.
Oh, I was planning on having her.
Nope, I spoke first, and you'll be surprised how well we can do, won't they, Karen?
I guess they will.
All right, girls, the rest of you choose up.
Thanks for the party, Miss Nelson. I had a nice time.
I'm so glad you came, Karen. I'll look for you Sunday.
Goodbye, Miss Nelson. Thank you so much for the party.
Goodbye, Sally.
Mind if I walk home with you and Millie, Karen?
No, that's fine.
Sure, come on.
It was nice of both of you to be willing to have me for a partner in that game. You knew I didn't know as much as the other girls about the Bible stories.
Oh, that didn't matter, really. It's all in fun.
Yes. But Millie was lucky not to get me. She won. And Sally, you could have had the prize for winning the donkey game, too. You were closer than I was.
No, I wasn't. Everybody agreed that it was about a tie.
Miss Nelson gave such nice gifts. You must have wanted one. I wish I could be like you. I have such an awful temper. I get so mad at people, like I was with both of you last week, and it takes me a long time to get over it. I wish I didn't get mad like that. I wish I could keep my cool like you do.
You can, Karen, but I don't do it by myself. I have God to help me.
Me too. When I took Jesus as my Savior, He became my friend and helper. When I have a problem, I can pray to Him for help, and He'll give it to me, and keep me from losing my temper and pouting. He'll help you too if you'll accept Him into your life.
Really? Well, I sure need help. I feel so ashamed of myself. I hate the way I acted. I hope I never do it again, but I know I will.
I'm so glad you feel that way, Karen. Repentance, being sorry, is the first step toward salvation. Now, if you'll ask Jesus to cleanse you from your sin...
Hey, I know what. Let's go back and talk to Miss Nelson about it, shall we? You don't think she'll mind?
Not at all. She'll be thrilled.
To think I came to the party with Millie to get even with you, Sally. Oh, I'm so glad there is someone who can help a mean person like me.
If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into
are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. He'll lift that heavy load of sin from you if you'll just ask Him to. If you need more help, write to me. I'll be glad to help you all I can. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more. Help with printing and postage is much appreciated, but not necessary. Ask for Keys for Kids. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip, 49501. Bye now.